Unit 12. Transport. Reading, page 145.
Worldwide taxis. London, UK. The drivers of London's black cabs learn their trade the hard way. In order to get their famous green badge, the drivers have to complete the knowledge. Getting this qualification involves getting on a moped and memorising every street within 6 miles of Charing Cross. Taxi drivers are regulated by the Metropolitan Police, and discipline is very important. Exams are conducted with military formality, and cabbies are often extremely nervous beforehand. Nevertheless, it's worth it. Although the minimum fare is only £1.50, the driver's weekly wage can be up to £800, making London's cabbies possibly the best paid in the world. Mexico City, Mexico. In Mexico, the quality of your taxi depends on financial status. If you've got plenty of money, you can ride in a big air-conditioned saloon. If not, you have to take the cheaper option, a Mexican-made Volkswagen Beetle. Beetle cabs are not necessarily cheerful, despite their bright yellow paint. All other Beetles there are dirty brown. The fares are cheap, starting at 60 pence, but the drivers regard cheating customers as quite normal, so you may end up paying quite a bit. Because prices in Mexico go up so quickly, the cab's meter is worthless as soon as it is installed, so cabbies do their own mental calculations to work out the correct price. On average, they earn about £70 a week. Mahajanga, Madagascar. In towns, the most popular taxi is the pus-pus, a kind of rickshaw pulled by teenaged boys. Madagascans speak French, but why call a rickshaw a push-push? Well, when these boys are climbing up a hill, they shout out to passers-by to get behind the cart and pus-pus. You only pay a minimum fare of 5 pence, and since the drivers only make £3.50 a week, you can understand why they ask for the help. Hong Kong. Hong Kong's rickshaw boys, who are usually around the age of 60, are a dying breed. This is because the city has decided to stop using rickshaws. The last license was issued in 1975. Nowadays, £4 is the minimum fare for a rickshaw ride. In 1950, there were 8,000 rickshaw boys, but now there are only 20, so it is not surprising that they consider themselves an endangered species. They pay no attention to traffic laws. Red lights are always ignored. They often go the wrong way down one-way streets and even pull their embarrassed passengers down pedestrian subways. All this for £280 per week. These days, rickshaws are used chiefly by tourists. Fez, Morocco. Most of Morocco's grand taxis are Mercedes limousines, which cater for long journeys between cities. For shorter trips, most rely on petit taxis, which are mainly small European cars and are far cheaper, with a minimum fare of £1.50. Drivers make about £45 per week. Typical cars are the Fiat 124 and the late 60s Simca 1000, which has an engine in the back rather than the front. These cars are confined to the city limits. To stop them straying, the cars are colour-coded. Red with a black roof signifies the city of Fez. Surakarta, Indonesia. Indonesian bicycle rickshaws, called bekaks, are unique in that the passengers sit at the front. This can be terrifying because the passengers take the impact of any head-on collisions. Of course, with a minimum fare of only 20 pence, it can be said that you get what you pay for. The drivers, who earn about £5 per week, are reckless. Perhaps that's why the use of bekaks is now forbidden in the capital, tourist-conscious Jakarta. Venice, Italy. Gondolas have been a feature of Venetian life since the 16th century. And working as a gondolier used to be a profession that you couldn't get into unless you knew somebody who was already a gondolier, a relative, for example. 2 years ago, everything changed, and now it's much more democratic. Training is difficult, since gondoliers are tested not only on skill, but also on their knowledge of Venetian history, geography, and culture. Of course, with a weekly wage of about £450, it's worth studying a bit. A journey in a gondola will cost you at least £28, so be prepared to pay.